was just under 20 years ago, the days following the 9/11 terrorist attack, and I was at work, and a song came on the radio. It was, the song was by the band U2, and the title of it was Peace on Earth. Well, what really struck me was the very first line of that song. Heaven on Earth, we need it now. That is a theme that has found its way in many songs and movies, and even sometimes I've encountered people who, when they're out in nature, they kind of get a sense that something is very heavenly, that their life is a bit more sublime, just right in those moments. And I think as human beings, we just intentionally and somehow we're just drawn to seek those places of escape, to find those places where life is a little bit just more sane, where things make sense, or even when we know that there's a goodness beyond that which we can ask or imagine. But what if that isn't actually an escape? But what if it is actually real? What if those sublime things that we are seeking are the true reality? Jesus used a different kind of language to describe this. Jesus used the language about the kingdom of God, and he talked about it a lot. He talked about that sublime reality, something that came about that actually started with his incarnation, with a unity of God and man in one person that actually created something very different, created in our world heaven on earth. And Jesus was certainly concerned a lot with this kingdom of God, so he spoke about it, and he preached about it, and he taught about it. And he taught us that this kingdom of God is something, this heaven on earth is something that comes about all on its own. You know, it just happens. This is why he uses these agricultural metaphors, that when once the seed is planted, it grows. And he also taught us that this kingdom of God takes time. Anytime we've grown something in the ground, we know it takes a while for it to come to its fullness, and takes a while for it to become a full plant. But this is what Jesus was talking about. Heaven on earth, that sublime reality, or as he described it, as the kingdom of God. This is what he started off with in his lesson for us today. We hear the kingdom of God is like a man who went out and scattered seed on the ground. And that man scattered seed, and then he went to bed. He slept and he got up night and day, and the seed sprouted and grew, and how this happened, he did not know how. The kingdom of God was something that it's kind of one of those things, like anything sublime, it's difficult to describe directly in words. So what we end up doing, and what Jesus did, was use metaphors, use different poetic items to let us know how this was taking about, how this was coming about. So he said, it's like seed that is cast on the ground. But probably the most important thing to focus on first, that he is talking about the kingdom of God. That thing that comes up, like I said, in movies and songs, some of these go back about 100 years, and some of them are as recent as just a couple of years ago. I went and did a Wikipedia search on this notion of the kingdom of God, or notion of heaven on earth in popular media, and boy, I got a lot of examples. You know, songs, movies, all the way going back. All of these speak to that deep human longing for that sublime experience, heaven on earth. A couple of months ago, my parents came to visit, and this was right after Easter, and it just happened to be one of those times when the Virginia weather was just perfect, you know, kind of like it is today, 70s, the humidity was low, and I'd taken the week after Easter off for some rest and recovery and to spend time with my parents. We were out on my back porch, just sitting and enjoying the weather. My mother just kind of said, boy, this is heavenly. She was very smart to visit in the springtime before the humidity set in. But it was one of those moments. This heaven on earth, this kingdom of God, is something that is so profound and is still present with us. It is something that started to be present when Jesus first came, when he was first incarnated. And so pockets of it exist, places where we have that kind of sublime, divine experience. And so it's important for us to pay attention to those experiences, you know, to nurture them, and also to validate that longing within our own hearts, that longing for something more, for that something that is divine. The writers of the New Testament thought this was so important that the book of Revelation, when you get to the end of it, it describes heaven and earth coming together. It describes a new heaven and a new earth coming, and there's a new Jerusalem that comes out of heaven, and in this new Jerusalem, God makes his dwelling among mortals. It says, he shall be their God, and they shall be his people. Matter of fact, the glory of the Lord is so bright in this image that there is no need for the sun. The Lord himself would be the sun. And certainly, this kingdom of God is heaven on earth. These sublime feelings are something that we are entitled, not entitled to, but this is a gift from God that it does us well to pay attention to. And so the questions keep coming then. You know, how does this come about? What do we have to do about it? Well, to be perfectly honest, this comes about all on its own. There isn't anything for us to do. Jesus said the kingdom of God is like a man who scattered seed on the ground. Well, that man who scattered seed, that first one, was God himself. Now, Jesus coming into this world was scattering the seed of the kingdom of God. And in his parable, Jesus said that the man scattered seed and he slept and then he got up. Night and day. Something that all of us do. The passage of time happens. We sleep, we get up, we sleep, we get up. And he said, while this is happening, the seeds sprout, and then they start to grow. And first there's a stalk, and then there's a head, and then the head gets really ripe, and then you have your grain. And he says, how this happens, the man does not know. It just kind of happens. And that is the idea of the kingdom of God that Jesus sowed in our world all those years ago, 2,000 years ago. That it comes up and it is spreading. And it is coming to fullness. Even though when we miss it sometimes, when we don't recognize it, the kingdom of God is coming into being. Kind of reminds me a lot in our world of that plant, I think it's called heavenly bamboo. You know, the stuff that grow up in these long stalks and they get to be about 6 feet high or so. Yeah, the green leaves and those bright red berries and to be perfectly honest, I don't like them very much because they spread. Boy, once those berries hit the ground and then new shoots coming up, before you know it, this stuff has overtaken everything. So you've got to keep cutting it back. But you know, I noticed with mine, I've taken a plant and I've cut it back almost completely to the ground. Say, there, I'm done with it. Within a year, the thing is back, almost full size. It just grows. And while it is something that I could say I don't quite care for personally as a plant, it gives me this great image of heaven and earth coming together. Into a great image of the work of Christ spreading in the world, because no matter what happens to it, you know, maybe we try to ignore Christ, or we try to undo the work of the church, you know, cut it all back. It just keeps coming back. It keeps growing. And so what's left for us to do, because we don't cause the growth, actually in 2 Corinthians, St. Paul talked about it. He says, yeah, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the growth. So, while it is growing, what's left for us to do is look for it, to pay attention for how it is growing. It could be a new person coming into our community, coming and joining us for worship. It could be the fact that the people we're able to reach with our food pantry, you know, feeding hungry people during this time. The kingdom of God is growing in that time when our church comes back together. And we're getting closer. We had some drywall done yesterday. I just need to paint and get the carpet in there, and we're going to be back in our church. Boy, I'm looking forward to that. It's funny, just yesterday, as the work was being done, I came in just to give them whatever support they needed, let them into the building. And one of the contractors just started talking to me, and he said, yeah, I really like coming to church, but I haven't found one that I really care for yet. And he was describing some experiences he had at other churches. And then the head contractor who was working everything kind of patted him on the shoulder, says, well, you should come here. I said, yeah, I'd love it if you came here. You know, we're at 9:30 right now. See you tomorrow. But all those kind of things that happen are God's kingdom spreading. It's a place where we're seeing heaven on earth. But we also recognize that it takes time. Jesus described the kingdom of God. He said it's like the man who scattered seed on the ground. He slept and he got up night and day. So in just those few sentences, he was describing the passage of time. And anybody who's planted anything knows that it takes a long time. Except for that heavenly bamboo, that stuff just keeps coming back and coming back. That sprouts up fast. You know, but there are other things that take time. You know, I look out every time I leave now in this, when I leave my office at the end of the day or if I'm going for lunch, I walk right past a blueberry bush that is planted right outside the door. It's something that Pete and Twyla put out there a couple of years ago. And it took a couple of years for this thing to grow to the size it is now. But boy, that thing is full of blueberries. And I'll walk through and I'll pick some and that'll be nice. And then this year, I've got a nice contrast because somebody else planted a whole bunch of new blueberry plants right along the walk. And we're having these visions of when people come for the food pantry, we have give them little containers and say, would you like some blueberries too? They are fresh. They don't get much fresher than that. But I can see the difference between the ones that are brand new and just planted and the ones that have been there for a couple of years. And so we can see and say, like, well, yes, these things, they take time to grow. Sometimes we look at the state the world is in and we wonder why God doesn't just hurry up. Now, why don't we have heaven on earth completely right now? Why isn't it in its fullness right now? Now, maybe Jesus can just come now and get it all over with. But the thing is, God is patient. God is waiting for the kingdom of God, for all the seed that was planted to come to its fullness. And how do we know this? Well, Scripture does tell us. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the apostle was writing this. He said, the Lord is not slow, as some consider slowness, but the Lord is patient, not wanting anyone to perish, but wanting all to come to repentance. So what he's describing here is that how Jesus planted this seed of the kingdom of God, and how it's growing and it's spreading, how people are coming to repentance, how people are coming to believe. But it takes time. Sometimes people don't come all at once. Sometimes people need the time to come of their own accord, to be convinced. So what that leaves for us is to be patient. Just like the Lord is patient, it's up to us to be patient. Yes, the world isn't the way I think it should be right now, but I'm waiting for that kingdom to come in its fullness. It's upon us to be forgiving. Because the kingdom isn't here completely, because we're still waiting for heaven on earth, people are going to do things we don't like. People are going to step on our toes, get on our nerves, and sometimes, sadly, people do absolutely horrible, terrible things. But Jesus was forgiving and taught us to forgive, to say, yes, this is not the final answer, this is not how the world is meant to be, and when the kingdom does come, this is not how the world is going to be. But that doesn't mean we sit there like bumps on a log either, because we're also called to be persistent. Just like somebody who planted things in their yard, in their garden, they go out and tend to them, give them water, sometimes even watching. We go out and we are persistent with the life of the church. Finding those places where the kingdom of God is present. Because it is. Engaging that. Coming for Sunday services. Engaging in daily prayer. Doing works of mercy. We are persistent in the hope that we have. the hope that this kingdom of God is changing this world. So will we have heaven on earth? Yes, absolutely. And parts of it are here now. It is upon us to look for them. Jesus promised this kingdom of God was coming, and it was like, sometimes even like a tiny seed, something that we can't hardly see. Oh, but it grows. Because when you plant a seed in the ground, we all know what happens. Jesus promised that it grows day and night, while we get up, while we sleep. You know, we don't know how it grows, but we can watch it. We can wait for it. We can get ready for it. Christ being here the first time united heaven to earth. And it has set off this process of growth, this process of the kingdom of God spreading throughout our world and throughout time. And so whenever we can, we spend time where we can experience that kingdom, have those sublime experiences, and know that this is true. Amen. Mm-hmm.